USA Radio News.
President Trump said yesterday he wants to lower the corporate tax rate even more, from 21% down to about 20%. President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, joined Fox Business and said the United States is really in a position of strength and not China.
China's economy is not doing well. They are slowing down by many, many measures. You know, half of that economy is state-run enterprises that are losing money daily. Half of that economy is being financed by state-run banks who are issuing $2 trillion of non-performing loans. That's a business and economic model which is not durable. So I believe China is operating from a greater position of weakness than folks think, and we are operating from a greater position of economic strength.
Marches took place across the United States today to protest the Trump administration's immigration policies. This is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
The heat wave gripping much of the Midwest and East Coast will continue tomorrow, with temperatures and humidity levels expected to be well above normal. Cities such as Chicago, New York, and Philadelphia, and many places in between, all could reach over 100 degrees. Dr. Brett Forehand says make sure you keep an eye on younger children.
Just making sure someone is there to keep an eye on them, giving them access to fluids, making sure that they're able to cool off when they need to.
And the doc also says make sure you lay off that alcohol.
A lot of times alcohol can be dehydrating, and certainly when you're out having fun at the beach, alcohol's always involved.
The technology behind voice assistants like Amazon's Alexa and Google's Assistant may be complex, but a new survey actually found out what people are asking their smart devices, and they seem to be pretty simple things. According to the survey of over 1,000 people, 65% asked Alexa how to play music or turn on the radio, another 50% wanted some help listening to news and weather, and 20% actually needed help boiling an egg. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Civility in Washington, D.C. seems to be a lost art these days. People on the left attacking people on the right attacking people on the left as well, using social media to make these attacks. The president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, joined Fox Business to talk about how she handles being criticized and the civility or lack thereof that we sometimes see.
For me, I never allow myself to forget the extraordinary privilege that I have to serve this country, and I try to stay focused on that and on executing and on the long term, and try and maintain my focus on my personal signal. So I have chosen, and I made a conscientious decision a long time ago, that I was not going to get into the fray, and that means that I'll absorb the body blows that come my way, but it is important to me to focus on the task at hand, which is serving the American people and using this moment in my life to advance an agenda that I deeply believe in and feel very fortunate to be able to work on. Tax reform is an exact example of that. So while it ended up being partisan, it wasn't for lack of effort. We met with countless Democrat lawmakers. I had them to my home and visited them in their offices. But there are many bipartisan things we are working on across government. Perkins CT is an example.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.